Welcome to today's podcast. I'm your host, Allie, recording from Anderson, South Carolina on the date of May 20th. Today we will be learning about sedimentary rocks, which are rocks that are made up of layers. To learn more about sedimentary rocks, we will interview the scientist who discovered sedimentary rocks, and we will interview a rock. Can you name some of the ways sedimentary rocks accumulate layers?
There are a lot of factors that lead to the formation of sedimentary rocks. Weathering and lithification are the main ways clastic sedimentary rocks are formed. Non-clastic rocks are formed after chemical reactions.
In the last question, you mentioned clastic and non-clastic rocks. Can you elaborate on those?
Clastic and non-clastic rocks seem confusing, but they actually aren't. Clastic comes from the Greek word that means broken in pieces. Clastic rocks are rocks that are formed by weathering, such as sun, wind, snow, ice, and water. Non-clastic rocks are formed by chemical reactions. Most non-clastic rock formations occur in the ocean.
I would now like to learn more about your life. How did you first discover sedimentary rocks?
I've always been fascinated with water. When I studied water in the surrounding area, I began to notice something about the sand and rocks around the water. That's when it hit me. The water was taking away some of the rocks and leaving some sand and rocks. I discovered that this can happen in many places throughout the world. This is when I noticed that after this process, some rocks develop layers.
Can you tell me about all the careers you have had?
During the Renaissance, I could never find a profession I truly loved. I was a painter, sculptor, architect, inventor, military engineer, and draftsman. It was during this time when I discovered sedimentary rocks.
I know the Mohs scale was created long after you died, but you're here now. So can you tell us about it?
In 1812, Frederick Mohs created the Mohs scale. This scale records the hardness and softness of minerals. The softest mineral on the scale is talc, while the hardest is diamond.
How is the Mohs scale important to sedimentary rocks?
Sedimentary rocks are made of layers, and most layers contain minerals. Geologists use the Mohs scale to measure the hardness or softness of a certain mineral within a sedimentary rock. This helps geologists figure out what type of mineral the sedimentary rock contains.
Can sedimentary rocks be formed anywhere?
In order for sedimentary rocks to form, there must be sediments and weathering. Wherever you have at least both of these things, sedimentary rocks can be formed.
What is the Hojolstrom diagram?
The Hojolstrom diagram is a diagram made to determine whether a river will erode, transport, or deposit sediments.
So, how does the Hojolstrom diagram relate to sedimentary rocks?
The Hojolstrom diagram is related to sedimentary rocks because it can track the type of weathering process that will take place and if a new layer of sediment will be added to the rocks or rock.
So, as we wrap up this interview, is there anything else we need to know about sedimentary rocks?
Previously, I mentioned how sedimentary rocks contain fossils. And did you know the fossils within sedimentary rocks are often billions of years old?
We have just finished our interview with Leonardo da Vinci and learned about him and his discovery of rocks. We have also learned a little bit more about sedimentary rocks thanks to him. We will be back right after this commercial.
Do you want to have your own pet rock? You can order one from Amazon.com for $19.95. When you order, you get a rock, a birth certificate, and a nest. A perfect friend for life. Get yours today.
Welcome back. It's the moment you've been waiting for. An interview with a sedimentary rock. How do you feel as you accumulate layers?
Well, it obviously doesn't happen overnight. I've been around for a long time. I've seen a lot of things, and I have accumulated a lot of things. I started off as a small piece of clay. As I traveled through rivers, into the ocean, and onto land, I have now become cobble size. I honestly don't know what I'm entirely made of. The world just kicks me around.
What do you mean when you say the world just kicks you around?
I mean that the world is always throwing me into new places, always showing me new sights. Like I said, a few years I'm in a river, I get a little bit bigger, and then for the next few years I'm in an ocean, then I find myself on land. I'm sure I'll end up in the Arctic one day. You might think my life is great and all, but I feel like I have no purpose. You know, you humans have daily routines and all that. I'm just a rock who moves from place to place, and I'm sure I've been here longer than you, your parents, and your grandparents. But how do you feel about the fact that you reveal a lot to geologists? When you put it like that, it makes me feel a little bit better about my purpose. I know I've been unpacking all my emotions on you, but I have so many layers of emotions. I guess I feel good about the fact that I provide you humans with knowledge. I don't think I'm too interesting, but if geologists do, that's great. I'm just glad I can help with something. How does it make you feel knowing that dead organisms are part of what makes you, you? I don't mind. The organisms are just another thing in my layers. I'm like a grave for them, I guess. They keep me company. Everything I accumulate keeps me company. When I started off, I was lonely. As I traveled the world, I became less lonely because of the amazing things within my layers. Can you tell me more about when you first started off? Sure. I mentioned earlier that I started off as a small piece of clay. I was chilling on a hill made of clay. Right before my eyes, the land began to slide down the hill. Trees, mud, dirt, rocks, and even me were all swept away. I haven't seen that hill since. This is when my journey began. Before long, I was in a river, then an ocean, then on land. I also want to ask you what you meant when you said, I get larger, then smaller. Please explain. Oh yes, well you see, I'm a sedimentary rock. I accumulate layers. I get compacted with other pieces of rock and, of course, some dead organisms. But when I get stuck in one place, sometimes the wind and water take parts of my layers away from me. It makes me sad. It makes me think I've done something wrong. Have you ever felt like you were under pressure? Why, yes, when I get stuck between dense particles, there's so much pressure on me. It's extremely nerve-wracking, but after all the pressure and compaction, I come out as a new rock, usually with a new layer. Obviously, you're not the only sedimentary rock on Earth. Have you seen another rock like you? What was that like? Indeed, I have. The thing about the rocks I've seen, though, is that they create one huge bedding of rock. Those rocks have somewhere to stay and rocks to be with. I've never lithified them. I mean, sure, the weather takes away a few of them, but I just don't feel like I belong. And the last question, you used the word lithified. Can you tell your views on what that means? Lithified, yes. Okay, so when sedimentary rocks are lithified, we compact together and get rid of fluid and eventually become a big solid rock. I'm never lithified with any large body of rocks. I guess it's just not my thing. So throughout this interview, I've gotten a pretty good visualization of your life as a sedimentary rock. Is there anything else you would like to add? Certainly. I have a lot of stories, but I'll keep this short. I know it seems like a complaint about my life, but it's quite wonderful to think about it from a different perspective. As I travel around the world, I notice that not everyone gets to experience different places and sights like I have. I've also noticed that I don't have responsibilities like humans. I can live my best life and travel. You just have to look at things from a different perspective. To wrap up this podcast, I would like to talk about some fun facts about sedimentary rocks. Number one, the layers of a sedimentary rock are arranged according to their density. Number two, most of chemical sedimentary rocks come from minerals left behind by evaporated water. And lastly, table salt actually comes from a chemical sedimentary rock called halite. Did you like what you heard today? Make sure you go check out our website at geologypodcast.com. We will see you next time. Thanks for joining us today.